listeners, welcome to Job Shadowing Podcast, podcasts that allows you to become familiar with the working world of Dresden-based companies. And the first local employer we would like to get to know closer is Barkhausen Institute. Barkhausen Institute focuses on the main research fields of the Internet of Things. Our guests today are two young female scientists, electronic engineer Sandra George and electrical communication engineer Merve Tachoglu Yalchinkaya. Hello, I'm very happy to talk to you in our podcast.
Yeah, I am too.
I am too.
I would like to start with an introduction. Please tell me a little about yourself. What did you study at the university?
Yeah, thank you. I am Merve Tachoglu Yalchinkaya. After I completed my bachelor degree as an electrical and electronics engineer in Turkey, I took the opportunity to pursue electrical communication engineering master study in Germany. I completed my master thesis in the field of phased antenna array at Barkhausen Institute, where I have been working as a research engineer for 6 months. Why I choose this field? As we know, communication technology is continuously developing day by day, and they have fundamental impact on our daily lives. Besides using internet and mobile phone for interpersonal communications such as banking, transportation system, TV and radio broadcasting, rely on the advanced communication technology. Not only for today, but also for the future, communication technology will form the foundation for intelligent society where the people and equipment connected anywhere and anytime. Because all of this reason, I wanted to work in this field and to do my best in terms of contributing beneficial developments for the humanity. So this is briefly about why I chose this field and what I did.
Sandra, and what about you?
Okay, my name is Sandra and I come from India. I'm married and I have a 7-month-old baby. I did my schooling in India, and after my schooling I joined for electronics and communication engineering in my home state itself. And after completing my bachelor's, I joined Bosch India as a software engineer for 3 years, and after that I came to Germany to pursue my master's in embedded systems engineering with a focus on analog and mixed signal circuit design. For me, it was the obvious choice to take engineering field because I was always good at science and mathematics from at school, and I wanted to do engineering, and physics was my favorite subject, and so, and I liked electronics, so I took electronics, and it was a obvious course that I take electronics. Then I joined Bosch and I wanted to do more, study more in electronics field, and then I came to Germany. Yeah.
You both started your careers in your home countries. Why did you decide to pursue your career in Germany?
For me, this is from my personal experience. So I worked in Bosch for 3 years, and I had to work closely with German colleagues. So there was an office in India and in Germany, and we had to communicate on everyday basis. And I could see their strength in technical aspects. And we all know about the technological excellence that that Germany has, and they have world-class universities, much better career opportunities, research opportunities. So, you know, I was really fascinated and I wanted to do more, and that's why I came to Germany.
Yeah, for me, in Turkey, I completed some internship in the different sectors related to automation, power engineering and electrical communication engineering. My aim was to observe all possible areas that I can start my career path after I get the bachelor degree. But after my graduation from Turkey, I chose to pursue my post-graduation education in more competitive and more elite and more international environment. Therefore, Germany was a favorable destination, which stands in the center of the engineering universe. Therefore, I chose to come in Germany. And thanks to this choice, because I got the chance for enhancing my personal and academic skills. Yeah.
And how did you come across a job opportunity in Barkhausen Institute?
So while I was almost completing my master's, I did an internship at Fraunhofer IAS Dresden. I did a 3 months internship, and later I did my master thesis also here. For personal reasons, I wanted to stay in Dresden itself. And when I completed my master's, I was actively looking for jobs. And specifically, I was very interested in research institutes. And while I was looking up, I found this opportunity to work at Barkhausen Institute, and I applied and I was called to interview, and yeah, I got the job and I was really happy and I'm really honored to have worked here.
Merve, what was your way to Barkhausen Institute?
Actually, I was seeking a possible working student position, yeah, where I can complete my master thesis. After that, I just come across Barkhausen, working student position at BI from job portal named Glassdoor. So I just applied it. There are some opportunity to write the master thesis. Then I get acceptance. Yeah, it is also honor to me work in Barkhausen.
Mm-hmm, nice. Can you briefly describe your institute's research mission?
So the Barkhausen Institute was founded in 2017 in Dresden. So we are a comparatively new institute. We conduct research in the fields of telecommunication, electronics engineering, and computer science. So our main aim is to increase the dependability of Internet of Things, which includes availability, integrity, and confidentiality of IoT systems. By doing so, we create a foundation for trustworthy IoT, which is going to be the basis of the future digital democracy. Besides such scientific research, it is our main aim to have science communication as an important role in our everyday work life. So we convey what we do and at our institute, what we research on to the public. So we make the public also aware of IoT and its benefits. And so we work on hardware, software, and transmission technologies. So yeah, this is our the vision at Barkhausen Institute.
Thank you for the information. Do you remember your first day in Barkhausen Institute? Merve, what were your first impressions?
It was super exciting for me, since I was about to start new adventure in the different work environment and the city. Yeah, when I started this job June 2020, there were still uncertainty about the corona, but I thought I was in the right place, since I saw very warm welcome from my old colleagues, and yeah, it's like that.
And you, Sandra?
So I started my work in BI in 2019, July. It was very exciting for me. What I remember was everyone was so friendly. And my team leader, he took me to each and every colleague and he introduced me introduced what they were also doing, what projects they are working on. And the HR, the administration colleagues, everyone was so supportive. I had a sense of belonging from day one. And I knew some of them before I joined, because during the interview, I had 3 interviews. And so I got to meet some of them, and they were all really supportive and understanding. And so, yeah, it was really nice. I still remember the day very fondly.
And what is the structure of Barkhausen Institute? How many employees does the institute have?
So at the Barkhausen Institute, there are mainly 5 groups. So one is wireless connectivity group. Then RF design enablement group, then scalable computing hardware, composable operating systems, and secure and privacy respecting data processing group. And apart from that, there is, of course, the administrative group, the IT. And when I joined in 2019, we were about 20 people. And now we are 40 people or more. And we are always expanding. And there are many, apart from this 40, there are many students who also work there as part-time job and also who do their master thesis at our institute.
So there are several working groups with their research projects. Can you tell us, please, about your current projects?
Okay, so I work in the RF Design Enablement Group as a researcher. So one of the key research topics of our group is joint communication and sensing. So my main research is on developing circuits, doing chip level implementation of the front end of a transmitter receiver chain for joint communication and sensing. Also in the group, we work on demos with so in order to integrate in order to show proof of concept, and we do this demo so that public can also understand what we are working on, or also in other universities or other research institute when we present them in main other expos.
For me, I have recently applied for the PhD project, which is about high-performance phased antenna array developments. Accordingly, I am now designing different arrays and optimize them to make usage-ready in joint communication sensing application. As Sandra said, we are working on the same application. So accordingly, besides this, I had created publicly available Python-based antenna array simulator on which I am now working on further developments. Yeah, it's like that.
Now we know more about your projects. And what does your average day of work look like?
It's always working, but then some of the days we have meetings. It can be planning meetings or technical discussions. And we also have R&D presentations at our institute, where we get to understand what the other teams are working on, where they explain about their projects, where we explain about what we do to other groups. In a week, we have two roll call sessions where everybody in the institute takes part in. And usually people talk about some uplifting topics. They're just present on, it's nothing technical, but different topics. And in the last 2 months, mm-hmm. we were discussing the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. So everyone would pick a topic and then they present it to the whole BI. Yeah.
To make the world is better.
Yeah.
And to take the responsibility what we can do for the better world for the our children.
Yeah, the positivity is what we want during this corona times.
And yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, this is one way to do it.
Yeah, exactly. For me, I like to start working earlier, and my day starts around 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. In summertime, 6 a.m. Yeah, I am the person who is wake up very early. And then I just first checking my email, of course, and then do it my current times. If I need to discuss some topic about some point, I should just ping my colleagues or my supervisor. And sometimes I'm making some fabrication and measurements. And yeah, as Sandra explained, we have a roll call meeting that we can discuss any topics about sociality and community and about the world. Yeah, this is the average day for me.
Both of you gain some experience in industry. What are the differences to the work as a scientist?
Okay, this is from my personal experience, mm-hmm. And this can vary for different people. So I worked in Bosch as a software engineer, So after a point of time in a company, you can feel that, okay, the work that I'm doing is monotonous. I'm doing the same work again and again. But here, every day you have a new problem. Every day you have a new challenge. And it's always something new here. Then the kind of ownership you have in a research institute is you cannot get it in a company. That's what I feel. And when design that you have been working on and it works in the real world, when you know that it's working, the sense of satisfaction that you get, it's much more when you compare it with the company environment.
Yeah, I can say that there are really notable differences between them. In industry is more focusing on financial results and the final product without deeply concerning theory behind it or the reason behind it. But on the other hand, in the research, we additionally focusing on the reasons and different outcomes. For example, I can say if we get some results, which is good or not, we always looking for why. And also we always looking some innovative things to make better for the production, of course, also make some compact about the size, about the cost effective. And yeah, it's like that. I also agree, Sandra.
I also wanted to say, sometimes you may have spent a lot of time on something and maybe it won't work. And this is something that you have to accept, okay, but you learn from it. That's an important point too.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I definitely agree with her. Yeah.
And what do you enjoy about your job as a researcher in Barkhausen Institute the most?
I enjoy working in an international environment since we have lots of colleagues from different countries. So it's always enjoyable to discover new culture, to new foods, I'm saying. And also, as Sandra said before, we have a roll call meeting, including all BI members, where we discussing out of work, so like sustainable development goals of United Union for the better world also. We have some good events in summertime and also in wintertime to get our culture and discuss anything. And in the BI, our colleagues is open-minded person, so you can discuss anything in any topic. Yeah.
Yeah, apart from the interesting work, the colleagues are really supportive. Yes. And really friendly, and you can talk with friends, and of course we have flexible working hours, then we have the freedom, and also you can take independent decisions about your work. Yeah, these are all things which I really like.
Yeah, yes. You can arrange your time schedule. Yes. Easily to, yeah, of course, without meeting. The meeting is the certain sometimes, but you can work at the night if you want.
Yes.
Yeah, you can arrange. Yeah.
Great. And the last question I would like to ask is, what advice would you give to students who are still considering whether a career in science is right for them?
The most important point is to get some experience before the graduation, either by an internship or working student position. And thereby a person can figure out which career path better for her or himself. And besides this, I am strongly suggest to students to follow university lectures and carefully to a whole lecture about theory, because we are really used in practical engineering world. It is not just the slides we have to pull off.
Yes. I would add that if you're curious and if you want to know how things work, I think you should really work for it, give your 100%, and I'm sure that you will make it in science. You have all the different ways to get your education, find a job. It's all in abundance here. So there is nothing that stops you. So you should just go for it.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming and participating in the podcast.
Pleasure is all ours. Yeah.
Thank you.
The music was taken from the website hörspielbox.de.